You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But onwards we march.
Because this journey is better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
Now, of course, one of my favorite things to do is catch up on series, binge watch, watch movies more at home. I don't really enjoy going to the cinemas these days. I must just add, too many irritations. And I suppose maybe that's because I'm getting a little bit older than I used to be, right? But on the line, we are joined by Ntabiseng Mosiane, who is joining us for the first time, I believe, on this future. So Ntabiseng, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Jano. How are you?
Yeah, I am doing very, very good. Thank you. So before we start, let's just in a quick little blurb, just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in the movie world.
Yes, absolutely. So I am a writer-director based in Johannesburg, and I have a short film out that is on Amazon Prime. I am super in love with film and filmmaking, and I write about film and I speak on it. I've got a YouTube page and a website that talks about film, especially within South Africa and Africa, and my desire is always to get the people to always know about what's going on locally on our continent and internationally.
Wow. And you said you've got a short film out on Amazon. What is that about?
Yes, so my short film is called Overcome Beloved, and it's a GBV film that takes a look at the other side of gender-based violence, where the woman comes out as the victor. And it was a really great project for me. It exposed me into the industry, and I won an award here and there and traveled. As now I'm working on my next feature film for the first time. I'm actually working on a full feature.
Wow. Well, best of luck for that one. And then you'll keep us posted on how that goes, I hope. So
Yes, absolutely. It's
not just going to be myself and Ntabiseng talking about movies and series this afternoon. If you want to join us, give us a call on 011-883-0702 or send us a voice note on 072-702-1702. Tell us what you are watching, what's gripped you at the moment that you sit there and you watch episode after episode after episode. For me, over the last couple of weeks, it's been Nashville. It's a country series about certain characters, beautiful music. But I tell you, the writers of that show are cruel, because each and every episode, I find myself swearing at the screen saying, no, how could you? Why would you do that? Etc., etc. And I hope, you'll share some of your stories with us, and give us a call, like I said earlier, on the numbers and share on the voice notes. So, Ntabiseng, we're going to start with The Little Mermaid, the movie, a remake of the animation, I believe, and this one is a lot better, and with CGI involved and all that kind of stuff. So is it still based on the original movie, or is it changed a little bit?
Yes, Karazela, it's still based on the original movie, with of course some changes here and there. We also need to remember the movie was done in 1989. So there's been huge advancements with technology and CGI and VFX and special effects, where it's more of a imagination and live action. We also get to see the so it's really interesting in seeing how this two-hour epic film has taken on a whole new world with the actors, and Halle Bailey really just doing a fantastic job as the new Little Mermaid.
Great. So I believe we got a little bit of the trailer. Fire it, Abel.
Was drowning. I had to save him.
This obsession with humans has to stop.
I just want to know more about them.
Ariel, don't!
Poor child.
I can help you. You can't live in that world unless you become a human yourself.
Is that even possible?
It's what I live for.
Something about you seems different. I can't quite figure it out.
She got legs,
you idiot.
I don't know where, I don't know how, but I know something's starting right now. Watch and you'll see.
Ah, that song's a beautiful song. I was waiting for that in the trailer, I must just add. And Tubby Singh, does it have Sebastian the lobster in the movie as well? I mean, he was a character, right?
Yes, all the original characters make their way back into the film, of course, with new actors. Mm-hmm. But yes, Sebastian and the music, everything is there.
Okay, and
10 times more.
And would this one get it in Tubby Singh's thumbs up or thumbs down?
It would get a midway.
Okay, midway, good.
Yes, particularly because my gripe with the remakes is that I don't know if they fit with today's time. You know, it's an underage girl who wants to leave her home and get married. So I think for that time it was great. But I think for nostalgic reasons and to want to look back, I think it's still all right for now. But maybe we should focus on telling our own stories that are, you know, that have agency for strong female roles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, from animation to some action, the old Skit and Donner, we've got John Wick Chapter 4. Now, I've watched John Wick, the first movie, and I must say I did love it, but I haven't watched the following movies. And I mean, Keanu Reeves, who doesn't love Keanu Reeves, right? So tell us a little
Absolutely.
Bit about this one and what we can expect from John Wick Chapter 4.
Yes, so I've watched up to the third film, and John Wick 4 reprises, Keanu Reeves reprises his role as John Wick 4, and we see him go across the globe trying to take down the High Table because he's a marked man, and as he goes down, he wants to take everyone down with him. And we know he's like the consummate diehard, and we've believed this impossible tale, but we love it nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose we'll have to get our paws onto John Wick. Is it out at the moment or is it coming out in the future?
I think this is a really great time for everyone to go to the movies because John Wick is out, Little Mermaid is out. It's really quite booming at the cinema, so it's definitely available. And since its release, Gabazela, it's done $432 million in box office internationally so far.
Wow. So, I mean, there's the massive, massive fans of the John Wick series.
Yeah, so the fans
right?
are still following it very strongly.
Yeah. Well, if we had to look at this one and Tubby Singh, a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
I would most certainly give it a thumbs up. As long as the John Wick franchise is going, I'm definitely going to go and watch.
Okay. Now, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I watched the first one, loved it. Loved all the characters. I think there was that tree, like character. I think his name was Root or something like that.
Root.
Yes. loved him. He was my favorite. So what can we expect from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
So in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, we follow Peter Quill, who's also known as a Star-Lord, where they take a look again, where they have to stop this villain called the High Evolutionary, who believes in the perfect society, and he wants to change the way that humanity lives in the galaxy. But of course, he's cruel and is mean. So we focus on Rocket and his experience with having made to the High Evolutionary. And on this final installment, they all go one last time to go and destroy the villain. And, you know, it's quite sentimental in this way, where the characters really feel that this is their last journey.
Right. And thumbs up or thumbs down on that one?
I would say thumbs up for sure.
Okay. That's a thumbs up from Tubby Singh. Gee, we're on a roll here. Now, if we move away from the big screen, we go to the little screen and we look at some of the streaming stuff and we look at Netflix. We've got Shaka Zulu. That is the original, right? That's the original television series that came out in, was it 1986?
1986, Kabazela, yes.
Wow. And I mean, that's, That was for me. I loved Shaka Zulu, the soundtrack. And the original actor, whose name now slips my mind, but he was
Babu Henry Tlaele.
He was absolutely iconic, and I can't think of anybody else who could play the role of Shaka Zulu. And that now brings us into what's coming up very, very shortly. I think it launches on the 18th of June. On Mzansi Magic, and that is Shaka Ilembe. Now, what are your thoughts on that? Have you had a sneak preview of this?
I haven't had a sneak preview, but I've been following the trailers and reading up on it, and I can just tell you from the visuals, it looks absolutely stunning and iconic. And I think it really will do a good job at telling the story, a prelude of the makings of a king. And I think a lot of South Africans will be excited about this because the Shaka Zulu, the original, is on Netflix. And then as soon as we're done doing our research with that, we can go into Shaka Ilembe and see how it tells the tale of the young king during his childhood to adulthood.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I did watch the trailer, and I don't know if you've picked up on this, but a lot of the sort of the new South African series that are coming out on Netflix or Showmax, Is it getting a little bit sexual? I mean, are there some sexual scenes in some of these movies that, for some reason, South African television is starting to pick up on, and quite a bit?
Yeah, I do think they're trying to go on the more risque and provocative route. Is it landing? I'm not quite sure. We'll see. Time will tell as to how that goes. But yes, I definitely saw some racy trailers of late, and even including a Shaka Ilembe. So we'll see when, like, how viewers receive it, because I know our market is not quite the same with the United States, for instance.
Yeah, yeah. And let's hope that the soundtrack is going to be iconic, because, I mean, the original song from the original series in 1986 was absolutely fantastic. So we hope that they keep that the same. So we'll wait until the 18th of June and see what Shaka Ilembe has in store for us then, hey?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Ntabi Seng, thank you so much for joining us. That's Ntabi Seng Mosiane, the scriptwriter and director and film correspondent, joining us this afternoon for the movie feature.